Parashat Toledot in Perek Chav Zayin Pasuk Tet Zayin, the Pasuk writes, Bechol Be'erot Asher Haferu Avde Aviv Bime Abraham Aviv Sitemum Pelishtim Baimaleum Afar. The Pasuk writes about how the wells that Avraham Avinu had dug out during his life, after he died, the Pelishtim filled them up with afar, filled them up with dirt. It's as if the work that Avraham Avinu spent a lot of his time involved in when he was living, digging wells. So that tells us, you should know, when he died, the Pelishtim undid all of Avraham Avinu's wells, water wells, by filling them up with afar. Now we have to understand, if the Torah is writing this in a pasuk, what's the significance of the wells that he dug, and what's the significance of the fact that the Pelishtim filled them up with afar? For us, it seems as a non-issue over here that the Torah should make such a big deal out of it. So the Hakamim bring down that the wells that Avraham Avinu dug were part of Avraham Avinu's master plan of bringing people back to Teshuvah. Just as we learned how he opened up a chain of hotels in order to bring people, to give them free food and then teach them about Borei Olam, the wells that he dug were another venue in order to get people, in this case, to give them free water. Now, of course, water is a very important commodity. In the olden days, they didn't have pipes running through their homes, so anybody that wanted a drink had to go to a local well. So the greatness, the genius of Avraham in his outreach program was to dig wells and now open up free water supplies, so everybody would gather to the well. Once he gets the customer to the well, then Avraham Avinu is able to now teach them and preach them and teach them the Shiva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. So these are not regular wells. We might call these yeshivas. These wells over here are part of the master plan of Avraham Avinu to bring the world to the awareness of God. When Avraham was alive, the Pelishtim did not have the guts to fill those wells up. As much as maybe they were against Avraham's preaching and his teachings and bringing awareness to God, but Avraham was well respected. Avraham was considered a prince in his time. He was considered a nobleman. And therefore nobody would think to fill up those wells when he was alive. But the Torah says that once he died, in a classic case of anti-Semitism, the Pelishtim came and they filled up the wells with dirt, which in modern times would be analogous to the Germans burning down the yeshivas in Germany or burning down the synagogues. When they closed those wells up, they were closing up the venues that Avraham Avinu used in order to teach the people about Hashem Yitbarach. But like anti-Semitism today, it was disguised. You know, when the goy does something against the Jew, many times he can't come straight out and say his true motives, and therefore he has to guise it in politics and in security and other reasons, even though we know they're sinister motives. In this case, Rashi brings down that the reason why they claimed they had to fill up the wells is because, and I quote to Rashi, he says, Mepene she'amru, because they said, Takala hem lanu, it's a stumbling block for us, Mepene ha'gayasot taba'ot alenu, because of the armies that are going to come against us. Which means you have these wells over here that are opened up, it's going to invite undesirables, and it's going to invite armies that are going to come against us, and therefore for security we have to close it down. That's the excuse that they give verbally, that it's because of security they had to fill up the wells. But the Torah is telling us that they filled it up because they wanted to destroy the workings of Avraham Avinu. But the good news in the parasha is that right after that it says Yitzhak Avinu came along and he undug those wells, which seemingly is again insignificant. He undug it, who cares what's going on with these wells? Which really the Torah is telling us, he reopened the yeshivas of Avraham Avinu and followed in his father's footsteps in order to open up those kosher venues so people can come together and he'd be able to disperse the Torah that he learned from his father. So when the Torah says wells, it means yeshivas. When the Torah says that they fill them up, it means anti-Semitism. When it says Yitzhak undug them, it means that he had great self-sacrifice to follow in his father's footsteps. From here you learn that how you have to study the Torah. The Torah's words are cryptic. You have to go deep and try to understand even the most innocent pesukim that seemingly we don't understand what they're teaching us, are teaching us about the devotion of Avraham and Yitzhak, in this case, to the Torah and the dissemination of it.